You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. From the very birth of the auto industry, it's been all about competition, beating other companies, being proprietary, keeping breakthroughs top secret to get competitive advantage. But now competition is giving way to co-opetition. Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes, what is co-opetition and why is it so important to the global auto industry?
Well, I think the industry is facing a fundamental shift into autonomy and electrification and mobility. It's being driven, we've talked about this many times before, being driven by a lot of external forces, by Chinese regulators, by technology. And I think one of the things that we're starting to see develop very clearly is that this is not just a Detroit versus Silicon Valley kind of battle. Increasingly, we're seeing the auto industry partnering with tech companies, either their startups or more established companies, to develop the technologies and to move forward. Now, this week, we're seeing another wrinkle here where we're seeing a Detroit automaker, General Motors, that already is partnered with Cruise Automation, which is an autonomous vehicle company out of San Francisco. They essentially own most of it, if not all of it at this point. They are now partnering with Honda. So now you have two OEMs and two automakers with global reach, with real technical credibility and capability coming together to develop a from the ground up autonomous vehicle with their AV partner. It's very unusual. It's new, I think. It's a new twist in all this, but I think it's an indication of where we're headed.
And so what does General Motors get from Honda with this? And what does Honda get from being tied in now with General Motors and in its GM Cruise?
Obviously, they're going to be exchanging a lot of technology. General Motors is going to be producing the vehicle. Honda will be working with Cruise on a lot of the interiors of the vehicle and bringing some of its specialty at miniaturization, packaging in smaller vehicles, things like that. And I think their view is it's a win-win, and I think it really signifies where they're headed here and where the market is here. I think what they're looking at are China, and they're looking at the United States as two critical markets where they are both strong.
And give us some examples, as you do in your column today, of where we've got our OEMs, our automakers, partnering up with these upstart techie companies.
You've got Ford Motor Company has bought a majority stake in a company called Argo AI, which is technically based in Pittsburgh, but has a huge operation in Dearborn that I happened to visit not too long ago. And the two guys running that, one is an alum of Google in its self-driving car project, and the other is from Uber. Fiat Chrysler is partnered with Waymo, which is the self-driving car project of Google. They're moving down the road and pretty aggressive. General Motors with Cruise. The Germans tend to be working more on their own. Toyota has made an investment with Uber to develop more self-driving vehicles. So I think everybody is moving in this direction, and nobody is saying, hey, we can do it all. And historically, as you point out at the top, these companies have always tried to do it all. And in the traditional auto space, they were better equipped to do that. I think now you have these two industries are looking at this convergence of essentially IT and the automobile and saying none of us really have the capability to do it all from the beginning to the end.
So we can each teach the other.
Right, which I think then that's the next level here. And the next level is the cultural challenge here. Can the auto industry learn from Silicon Valley, which tends to be much more driven by innovation, much less fear of failure, learn from failure? But on the other hand, the auto industry is a very highly regulated industry. It makes one of the most highly regulated consumer products probably in the United States, if not the whole world. And it lives in a legal environment, in a regulatory environment, which they really don't in Silicon Valley. In fact, any talk of just the lightest bit of regulation sends them into a swivet out there in Silicon Valley. So they have a lot they can learn from each other culturally. The auto industry needs to move more quickly, needs to be more innovative, needs to understand that because it has so much legacy, a century of legacy, in some ways it may just need to jump totally over that legacy as opposed to trying to push the change through the system that they have that's existing. So I think what you see is in GM buying Cruise and in Ford buying Argo, those are two examples of saying, we can't push this through our system. We're going to jump over the system and go buy it outside and try to bring it inside that way.
And the prize is the first to get a self-driving vehicle into the marketplace and onto the roads.
That's exactly right.
Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes. Daniel, thank you.
Thank you.